This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 1313. Our world is ruled by love, by Ilana Miller of ZenPsychiatry.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your personal narrator, where I get permission from the authors of the best blogs I can find on personal development, minimalism, productivity, anything that I think will help you live a more meaningful life. And then I simply read their content to you for free, like a big free audiobook. If you like the show, please share it with friends and family in person or on social. And tag me if you do that on social, because sometimes I'll send a book to someone who shared it with a bunch of people. And with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Our world is ruled by love, by Ilana Miller of ZenPsychiatry.com. 2.5 years ago, I was sitting in the small waiting area outside the trauma bay of the Los Angeles County ER. My boyfriend had just been in a motorcycle accident, and I was there by myself, staring in a half daze off into space, barely holding it together as I agonized over what was happening as doctors and nurses rushed around his hospital bed. An older man saw me there and sat down next to me. He said something along the lines of, "Hey, you doing okay?" He chatted with me for a few minutes. It turns out his son had just been in a motorcycle accident too and had been airlifted to the emergency room. He asked me about my boyfriend and told me a bit about his son. To be honest, my mind was a million miles away during this conversation, and I don't even really remember the details of what was said. It felt like any word that came out of my mouth would devolve into tears, so I didn't say too much. When he looked at me concerned and asked if I would like to go get dinner with him and his other son, my treat, he insisted, I brushed the invitation away. "I don't think I should leave," I said, "you know, in case the doctors have some news." I've thought about that moment about a million times. I was too preoccupied to show any appreciation at the time, but that man, a total stranger whose son was probably in worse condition than my boyfriend, cared about me and my well-being. He saw I was distraught and went to comfort me. It was dinner time, so he offered me food and company. Our world is ruled by love. Later in the evening, my boyfriend needed a CT and so was wheeled off to the scanner. It was hospital policy that I couldn't go with him, so I asked the nurse about a million questions. "Where are you going? How long will it take? When will you be back? How will I know if something's happened?" Off he went, and I found some windowsill in the corner of the hospital, put my head in my hands, and started sobbing. I was there maybe 45 minutes when the same nurse came up to me. I'm not even sure how she found me, and imagine she must have been searching around for a while. She said there was a delay in my boyfriend getting his CT scan and offered that I could come sit with him in the radiology waiting area. She said, "It's against the rules, but don't worry about that." She said she had been thinking about me. "I just figured you'd be down here worrying and upset, and your boyfriend wants you up there too, so I came down to get you." She said it casually, but the action was driven by compassion. Our world is ruled by love. Later in the night at about 1 a.m., my boyfriend was in surgery and I was in the small waiting room on one of the upper floors of the hospital outside the operating rooms. It was a waiting room I had walked by mindlessly 1,000 times as a medical student. LA County is where I did my medical training. And I was the one inside the room instead of walking by. The only other person there was a young Mexican man whose uncle was having lung surgery for cancer. I picked up an old Oprah magazine sitting on one of the side tables, but my eyes couldn't focus on it, so I just held it on my lap. The young man started chatting with me and asked me who I was waiting for. He seemed to sense that even though I was trying to keep it together, I desperately needed reassurance. He started regaling me with stories of the amazing care his family members and friends had gotten at LA County, which I found especially endearing because I used to work there. "These doctors are really good," he insisted. "Your boyfriend is going to be fine." For some reason, I asked him if he thought my boyfriend would be able to be discharged the next day. "Yeah, I'm sure of it," he said. "They're good here. He'll be out of here in no time." Our world is ruled by love. These are just a few stories from one night, and there are countless more acts of kindness I've experienced. There was the time, in a brilliant move, I thought it'd be a good idea to hold my oversized wallet in my tiny shorts pocket as I carried groceries from the market to my car. Surprise, surprise, the wallet fell out somewhere in the parking lot. I didn't realize my mistake until an hour later and anxiously rushed back to the market, expecting the wallet to be long gone. I went into the store and asked the first employee I came across if anyone had turned in a lost wallet. She went to a drawer and pulled my wallet out. "Is this it?" Our world is ruled by love. Even when there is hate, it's not because there's a lack of love, but rather because there are obstacles to love being fully expressed. Sometimes we are afraid that our own needs won't be met. Sometimes we forget that we are all interconnected, that my joy is your joy, and that my pain is your pain. After all, when you see a beautiful sunset, it's not just your joy, it's ours. When I sit in traffic on the 405, the infamous north-south freeway in Los Angeles, wanting to gouge my eyeballs out, all I have to do is look around at the other drivers to see it's not just my pain, but our pain. I've thought so many times about those strangers who reached out to me that day in the hospital and how their kindness still touches me years later, even though I couldn't express it at the time. So share love, be kind, receive kindness. We're all in this together. Our world is ruled by love. You just listened to the post titled, Our World is Ruled by Love by Ilana Miller of zenpsychiatry.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. An awesome post from Ilana Miller today from zenpsychiatry.com. I have so many stories like this. I'm sure you do too, so think about those. And I'll definitely be thinking about it next time on the 405 South Freeway, just like she was. I've been in traffic there hundreds of times, if not thousands. But that'll do it for today. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.